This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features are completely free on the site. So do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You know, you actually can create an account on freetalklive.com and then submit show prep suggestions. The story that we talked about last hour about the New York State increasing the cigarette tax to the point where they now have the record for the most taxed cigarettes in the country, that is something I pulled right off the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. So somebody took the time to send that in to our website, and then other listeners voted it up because they liked it, and it made it to the top of our, I think it was like the first or second story on the site last night. And so it's listeners like you that are creating the content for our website. And thank you so much for going
and
there.
And for the show, to some extent.
Right, and the show as well. It helps influence the things that we will talk about on these very airwaves. In fact, I've got another story here coming up. But, Mark, what did you have tonight that you wanted to talk about? I know I just threw this in your lap here, but if you don't have something, I can go to the other story up.
Well, there's this story of an abduction, and that on its face sounds horrifying.
Like,
right?
An alien abduction?
No, like a
child, a government abducting?
A child being abducted.
By the government?
No.
No.
No, Ian, I'm talking about, it's a story. So right. They're not going to say the government abducted somebody. That's you that says stuff like that.
Well, no, I'm just asking you what kind of an abduction story it was. I mean, usually it's somebody claiming that it was an alien, or it's like DCF coming in and stealing a child from someone.
Right, but DCF doesn't say things like the government abducted anyone. So.
Oh, right, so that's the term they're using in the news media.
Right.
Because when the government does it, it's not abduction, it's not kidnapping, then it's, legal taking or something like that? What do they call that? Confiscation?
I don't know.
We're confiscating your child? Oh, well, of course, the state actually believes it's their child. As somebody pointed out, apparently when you go to government school as a parent, when you I didn't know this because I've never had a child that I've – and if I did, I certainly wouldn't send them to government school. But apparently you have to register your child in order to send them to school, like you register a car.
I have no idea. I've never heard that either.
No, we heard it the other week on the show. Do you remember that? Somebody pointed that out. You actually have to register your child with the state, and when you do that, you're essentially saying, yeah, you own this child, basically. In the same way that when you register your car with the state, you're turning over to them title to the car. That's why you get a certificate of title. You don't get the actual title.
So I've heard. I've always.
It's true. Look, it's a certificate of title.
Yeah. I've heard. I don't know. I mean, it's always kind of weird. I think I own the car, but you know, they certainly
you're responsible
like
for it.
They certainly act like you. You know, they own everything of yours.
You're the possessor. You are responsible for taking care of the car. If the car breaks down, the state's not going to pay to fix it. In the same way that you're responsible for making sure your kids' teeth are taken care of and your kids are taken care of. I guess the state will pay
sure.
for some of that stuff.
It takes a village to raise a child, but you have to pay for it all, I guess, is the idea.
If they decide they don't like the way you're doing it, then they'll come in and take.
Right, and then, of course, you know, send them off someplace that they'll get sodomized and, have horrible nightmares about and things like that. What one thing that I've always thought, though, strange was the sort of licensing of a dog. Isn't that strange to you? You have to ask permission, essentially. You have to be licensed to own a dog. In some cases, a cat. But, the same place, places, for instance, where you can own a dog, you'd have to get licensed to own a dog. You can own chickens or cows or horses or all kinds of things where you don't have to have a license. And, you know, licensed to own a dog, but you don't have to be licensed to have a kid. Isn't this all kind of weird?
It's all arbitrary. It's all completely arbitrary. And as you pointed out before, Mark, the dog licensing is really just about, it's always about control and money. As we pointed out earlier tonight, the guy that called in to tell us about his story with the car registration and the suspended driver's license, it's all about money. It's not about obedience. It is about obedience, and it's about money, and that's what it was with me. They threatened to suspend my license, and I called them up, and I asked them that on the phone. I said, well, wait a minute, you guys are calling yourselves the Department of Safety. What is it about this situation that is unsafe? Isn't this about money? Isn't this about obedience? She couldn't deny it.
She wouldn't even try.
She couldn't deny it. It's all about jumping through the hoops. You're having trouble with your article, yeah?
I don't. I'm having trouble with the interwebs entirely.
All right, not a problem. I've got a story here, and we've been telling you about... We're talking about non-cooperation a lot here tonight on this program. You okay over there?
Now
making
it loads.
Gestures.
Just,
I don't know.
Just as soon as I say that I'm having a problem with the internet, it loads.
There you go. Let's do your thing.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're having trouble still?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're just not going to bother with that. All right. So Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com, Los Angeles, Earl Stein's display cases once brimmed with varieties of medical marijuana, but stray multicolored pipes and other pot-smoking paraphernalia were all that remained earlier this month. He said, I've emptied the store, pretty much. Mr. Stein's Organic Pharmacy is one of more than 400 medical marijuana dispensaries the city council aimed to shut down with an ordinance that took effect recently. As we've talked to you about it on this program, it's absolutely despicable on the part of these politicians in California. And it really goes to show how difficult the legal process is to deal with. Now, I praised it a moment ago. I praised it here in New Hampshire. I praised it. Okay, they did something good with the knife law. They got the knife ban, the switchblade ban repealed or whatever. You can carry any law, any knife that you want.
Yeah, like the legislative process, yeah.
Yeah, the whole legal process of changing laws is so arduous, so difficult. In California, they went through so much trouble to get this Proposition 215 passed in the late 1990s. And then they continued to go through hassles to actually get their so-called law enforced. You know how all these cops like to say, well, I'm just doing my job. We're just following orders. We're just enforcing the law. If you don't like it, take it up with the legislature. They've got all these excuses. As
cliches.
To why, right, these cliches, cliched excuses as to why they can do what they're doing. But then when the legislature... passes, or excuse me, wasn't the legislature, was it the legislature that did Prop? No, that was Proposition 215 that was on the ballot.
Yeah, that was a referendum.
But it's still the law, right?
Right, sure. Sure it is.
Right.
And it's to me, the most legitimate sort of law, because it's not passed by the legislature, it's passed by the people. Now,
and it's an increase in freedom rather than a decrease. So it's still the law. But the cops didn't want to implement it. The cops kept arresting people. And they kept on doing that for about a decade until finally, you know, over time, it slowly wound down and things started to change. But it took a decade past the point where they actually passed Proposition 215 for that to actually really come into to serious effect in California. But it's not over there. You'd think, oh, great, you know, throw your victory party. You've got it, man. You've got medical marijuana. Now, of course, I would rather have full drug decriminalization across the board. But that's something. It's something worth crowing about. You've got medical marijuana in California, and it started off, other state governments following in suit and some other propositions and other ballots. And in some cases, state legislatures in other places in the country passing similar legislation. So it's been a success story for
sure.
Yeah,
there's 13 or 14 states.
But then... you've got the city council in California, in Los Angeles, because politicians know everything. They've decided that, well, we think this has gone a bit too far. We think this whole medical marijuana thing has gone a little too far. We've got too many marijuana dispensaries around the city. We need to clean up the city of these horrible medical dispensaries where people with multiple sclerosis and glaucoma and various other terrible cancer, AIDS, people can go to get this medicine. We need to shut them down. I mean... it's crazy. How could they even think to take a position like that after so many years of things going in the right direction for medical marijuana in California? After tremendous level of popularity, there were almost 1,000 stores, 1,000 dispensaries in the Los Angeles area. That's an indicator of something. The indicator is this product is in demand.
People want this stuff.
People want this. This is a popular product. But yet they are taking a stand, and they're saying, no, we're not saying you can't have medical marijuana. You
just can't buy it anywhere.
You can still have it. But you've got to go, you want to know where the nearest facility is? Well, it's down there in that industrial district. You got to go back through the alleyway, cut in across the old rickety, the crappy road there, open the shoddy door into this cruddy area of the town and go into this ugly interior. They're relegating the medical marijuana dispensaries away from main streets and drags and actual roadsides, and they're putting them back in the industrial zones, and apparently the pot clinics are pretty upset.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed 2 value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes 3 very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. We mean it. You can really call in and bring up pretty much whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free. So other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We've got more for free than they charge you for. I guarantee it, or your money back. freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at hostgator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want to start a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.com host you. Get your first month free with code FTL.
All right, the toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. I'll tell you what, we're going to come back to the story about Los Angeles. We've got Chris who's been waiting patiently here. By the way, please, if you come into the Free Talk Live chat room, don't send me a private message saying, hey, will you talk about this? This is a talk radio show. We've got phone lines, and you're welcome to call in and use them anytime you want to. Now, I know that you might be nervous. It is, there are people listening, but they don't know who you are. You don't have to give your real name. If you get a little nervous, that's okay. I was getting a little nervous when I called in the other night. I called the Sunday show when the guys were on, and we talked to them for a little bit, and even I was a little bit nervous
calling into your own show.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a little adrenaline rush about, for whatever reason, I have no problem sitting behind the microphone, but sometimes I get a little butterflies. When
yeah, it's the telephone part of it.
Yeah, so I don't know what it is about it. I don't understand it, but it's fun. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Chris in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Chris, what's on your mind?
Well, I just sent a link to Mark. There's a case, well, I guess you can call it a case, in Indonesia where there's parents with a two-year-old child, and the child is a regular smoker. The kid smokes 40 cigarettes a day, according
what?
To these articles, yeah. And I didn't believe it, so I had to go online, went to YouTube, and there it was, a little kid smoking away. You should see him. He's got the cigarette there. He's got the manual dexterity down, like the kid. It looks amazing, but I feel bad. I mean, the poor kid. You know, and he loves it, right? He doesn't know any better.
Jeez.
Yeah, so, it's both amazing and horrifying at the same
time.
It is.
So, I mean, what do you think? Like, to me, this is child abuse. I mean, what do you do, right? I mean, I don't know, but...
I would leave people alone.
Let me address this part. I mean, we know that the parents that...
I just searched for it. Yeah. He's a little chubby. He needs to smoke chubby. A few more.
Well, he needs the truck to get around. I mean, he's kind of out of shape, you know.
And this is part. What I'm going to bring up is not only let's take this and apply it to someplace else. Being obese will end your life just assuredly as just as quickly as being as smoking.
So feeding your kids hamburgers
or whatever it is that, yeah. that people True. Decide to feed their kids. And we know that fat children grow up to be fat adults. That's science.
Well, and we know that American people and American children are overwhelmingly fat. I mean, compared to other countries, we're very well fed in America.
So I guess I'd like to apply this principle to other areas. And I mean, there's other things that people do that's mm-hmm. dangerous with their children, like put them in cars and things like that. I imagine in Indonesia you don't have to have a car seat. So, you know, what else is child abuse? I mean, I agree with you that this is whoever gave this kid a lit cigarette at 19 months or whatever it was is it needs their head examined. But, you know, what's child abuse?
Well, I think, if you feed a kid hamburgers, on one level, you can argue there's a little bit of nourishment there, but I mean, any cigarette, any levels of cigarette is going to harm a child, period.
And being fat's going to harm a child too. Ian's the one who threw in hamburgers, and I'd like to not have my discussion derailed by my co-host here. I'm asking you, I'm telling you, fat kids grow up to be fat adults.
No, they
and
do.
They have just as much of an opportunity to turn their life around as a kid who smokes. He can stop smoking if that's what he mm-hmm. chooses to do. But the parents of a fat child are putting this life in danger just as assuredly and just as much as a parent who lit a cigarette and gave it to a 20-month-old child.
Your thoughts?
Oh, my thoughts.
Yeah, we're talking to you.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just thinking,
this kid didn't have a choice when he was really young. I mean, you know, like, there's something wrong with the parents. I mean, they're giving a child a cigarette, like for what? For kicks? I mean, do they not think it's even slightly harmful? I mean, 40 cigarettes a day. I mean, sooner or later, this kid's not going to make it till 10. I mean, how is that possible? 40 cigarettes a day? I mean, if that's the case.
Oh, he'll make it to 10. You know, the human animal on up to 35 is a very resilient critter. Don't worry about it. The kid will make it to 10. But, you know, and as I understand it, the father actually gave the kid the cigarette because he was interested in it and he just wanted to make sure he didn't get a hold of it or something like that. But it doesn't really matter the reasons. You're still arguing about cigarettes and you're not addressing the issue of parents that overfeed their fat little children. And I'm telling you, mm-hmm. it's just, are you ready to confiscate the children?
No, I'm not. I guess for me, that's the line where any level of cigarettes is never good, but Big Macs, on some level, you can argue that they are nourishing.
Right. Well, you already made that point.
My child has never touched a candy bar. What about parents that I don't think it's a good idea to give your kids candy.
I don't either. No,
and so therefore, what is one going to make the same argument about nourishment for a Hershey bar?
Well, you're right. We're talking about choices on the part of parents, and we're talking that some parents disagree with other parents' choices.
I disagree with these people's choices.
Sure, yeah. But it's important that we allow other people to make decisions for themselves. And if it's really that important to you and you live nearby these folks, then you could do some things. You could, aside from kidnapping the children.
No, I agree. Ian, you're right. No, that's the thing. I wouldn't mind. My number one thing wouldn't be to call the cops and say, arrest these people, throw them in jail. I would try and reason with them. Approach them, but not push like you. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're a friend with them or you're a neighbor or something like that, you could let them know how you feel, and you could tell them that maybe they don't realize how dangerous they are, although I find that hard to believe. You could certainly tell them how you feel about it, and you could say, well, look, I don't really like this, and I don't really feel like we can be seen together, or I can be friendly with you until you stop harming your children like this. And you could take that level of ostracism as far as the community is willing to take it. I mean, presumably other people in the area would agree with you that this is reprehensible behavior, and that you could engage in some sort of campaign of ostracism. Look, you know, we're not going to sell you whatever it is you want to buy anymore. I mean, we'll sell you the most basic food items so you can survive, but, you know, at my store, we're not going to let you shop here.
How about this nice, easy one? No more cigarettes sold to you or your family.
No more cigarettes. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but there's always going to be someone that will want
to. Someone will do it, yeah.
Somebody's going to, wait a second. These parents aren't going to go through all the trouble to get their kid cigarettes if it gets harder and harder. I mean.
But they said they're going to try to stop him, but they say, oh, he's totally addicted. If he doesn't get cigarettes, he gets angry and screams and bats his head around.
Well,
whatever.
He is 2 years old.
The kid is 2. If you can't control your kid, there's something wrong with you. I mean, he's 2.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Crazy story.
That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, and actually, if you look for this video, finally, it took me 3 tries to get it. If you look for, if you search for two-year-old, I put the number 2YR old smoker in YouTube. It's actually not the first video. It's the third one down. It's got about 4 million views. It looks like what happened was a couple of guys made videos, and then they took the frame from the fat kid smoking, and they put it on as their featured frame to try to get you to watch their videos, and it worked because they've got almost 1 million views each. And they're just blabbing about something. I don't know what it was. But, yeah, this boy, pretty chubby little kid smoking cigarettes here. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, where you'll find features like our listening options, live streams. We've got them. Broadband, dial-up version. You choose whichever one fits your internet connection best. Also, our webcam is available, plus listen lines. So if you don't have an internet connection nearby, you can call up on your phone. Any phone that can dial long distance, you can listen to Free Talk Live around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's all free. Well, unless you have to pay for long distance. At freetalklive.com, you can actually go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more and get tuned in online. Listen. freetalklive.com. Liberty stickers, Mark, what are they?
Well, it's a website, libertystickers.com. You can you could get the Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out and let your voice be heard at libertystickers.com. I've got a couple of their stickers on my car, as a matter of fact, and you can find the ones that are right for you at libertystickers.com.
All right, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We'll keep the L.A. pot update on hold here as we continue with your calls. Ryan is on the line in Virginia. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. Ryan in Virginia, going once.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I wanted to call up because I was the guy who called last night and talked about moving away from the Liberty message.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about it really hard ever since. This is something that's been bothering me just a lot. I think I realized the nut of the issue. I think Liberty people are really, really weak on fraud. I mean, they give it lip service, but everybody's looking to minimize force, but they don't see fraud as force.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that most liberty-minded people I know are very much against fraud.
Well, what about somebody selling a product that doesn't do what they said it does?
In fact, I know that the liberty-minded people around here have ostracized people that have engaged in fraud.
Well, I'd like to address what you've just asked. What about people who are selling a product that doesn't do what they say it does? And I think that, false advertising, I think that people absolutely have this sort of innate feeling that that's wrong, that's fraud, and that would be taken to whatever dispute resolution organization existed at the time. So as far as I'm concerned, if you sell a tonic that's supposed to grow hair, and I use the tonic and it doesn't grow hair, then I should be able to take you to court and we'll find out whether or not your tonic grows hair.
Well, yes, and obviously, but I don't see anybody in the liberty community talking about mechanisms where that can happen, particularly how that can happen better than it's currently happening as we try to transition towards more freedom for everybody.
I'll tell you right now, I'd love to address this issue. The fact is that the court systems as they exist today are a monopoly. And what provides the worst kind of service that you can find?
I totally get what you're saying.
Monopolies do.
The issue is that
let me finish. So if there's some competition, call them arbitration organizations. If there's competition, then whatever dispute resolution organizations manage to make it will provide better service. And that service will be something superior to what we have today, which is a system where you need to have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, to get your case through, and then maybe you'll get something that looks like justice if the other side doesn't have better lawyers or whatever. So one would theorize that in a marketplace where justice was a commodity that people wanted to buy, that they would get better justice with more choices, with competition in the marketplace. So therefore, people will get better justice at a lower price.
That's a very pretty theory. I have a feeling that I think it's going to sound better. I think it's going to be better. But I don't think it's going to be very good,
great. As long as we can eliminate the coercion, that's all I'm really concerned with, because then the marketplace will take care of itself. In fact, let's look at today
happening. It's not going to eliminate the coercion, because it's not going to eliminate the fraud, which is coercion. It's just a different agency.
Well, coercion is really like aggressive force. Fraud is just fraud. It's
fraud is coercion. That's what I'm saying. They are exactly the same thing.
I don't think they're exactly the same because you're not being forced to purchase the product that you're being defrauded into. You're being tricked into purchasing it.
Yes, you're being tricked,
coercion is force.
This is the soft attitude about fraud that I'm talking about. And this is
there's no attitude. I'm just telling you there's a difference between coercing someone and defrauding them. You're trying to say they're the same thing. It's not an attitude.
I think if you want somebody to do something and you put a gun to their head and say, do this, it is morally equivalent to tricking them into doing it.
No, it's not equivalent because
you can force me over and over again. You can only trick me a couple of times.
Now, look, Ryan, let's talk about what's going on here right now. You have the ability, when someone presents you with a product, if somebody walks up to your front door let me explain something to you. If somebody walks up to your door and knocks on it and you come to the door and he says, hey, I just got this meat, it's in the back of my truck, I gotta sell it before the end of the day. Here, it's really cheap. You don't have to say yes. It's the best meat in the world. You don't have to say yes, I'm going to buy that. You can say, no thanks, maybe another time. And if you really want to know what's going on, now you have this neat thing called the internet where you can go and you can research companies and you can look into things and you can learn.
And here's what I'm saying about the soft attitude about that guy. What that guy did in even trying to get me to buy that product is morally wrong and needs to be punished.
What kind of punishment would you suggest?
Make him stop selling that.
No. I don't want to make anybody do anything.
It's not getting punished today, okay? People are driving around selling meat door to door. Ryan, we're not talking about heaven. You can go to heaven when you die, dude. We're talking about a system that's superior to what we have today.
Hold on. We've all gotten very emotional. Let me back off for one second. I keep getting bogged down in specifics. I agree that a system of total liberty would be better than what we have now. What I'm not sure about is that any incremental step towards that is going to be anything but worse for us than it is today.
Well, absolutely. The unwrapping of coercion and tyranny that we have here in this country and all around
is a bumpy road
that needs to be done carefully, and it needs to be done it needs to be done by people who have a long view.
But it needs to be done because if you don't do anything,
it's not going to be done by saying... Brian, it's not going to get done by people who say, well, it's not worth doing because it's going to be done poorly.
I'm not saying it's not worth doing this afternoon. I don't hear people talking about that. I don't hear...
Well, aren't we talking about it right now?
Well, yes, and that's why
we've talked about fraud on this show. We've talked about fraudulent products on this show before.
But every time I hear it talked about, I hear consumer
beware. We talked about network marketing. We spent an entire show, Ryan. We spent an entire show talking about people selling questionable products. Ryan, we spent an entire show telling people about questionable products being sold door to door.
We've spent time, but that's what we were talking about.
I mean, you're saying it's not being talked about. You're saying fraud's not being talked about, and I'm just telling you we've talked about it extensively.
I'm not saying that fraud's not being talked about. I'm saying that the fact that unwinding from the current coercive system, we have to be really careful doing it, otherwise it's going to make
coercion
worse.
Great. Let's be careful doing it. Fine.
Ryan, it's not even an option right now. I mean, for you living in South Carolina or North Carolina, wherever you called from, and I can't remember, and everybody in all 49 states and every country around the world, besides the geopolitical place called New Hampshire, you don't need to worry about what it's like to unwrap government, because it's not a problem you're going to face in your lifetime.
You either support
unless you pick up and move to New Hampshire, you're not going to face this issue.
I'm a sign of the Free State Project. I haven't moved yet. I have many things going on.
I'm just saying that. And it is something that's absolutely getting talked about here by the people that are participating in the political organization.
Okay. There's a guy being ostracized on Facebook right now for engaging in fraud. So this stuff happens.
I'm not talking about this.
How about this? You get your thoughts together and call us another time. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
He's got real, real points that need to be addressed. It's just that,
he's accusing us of not addressing it.
The world of freedom is scary.
He's accusing us of not addressing these things, and they've absolutely been addressed. Hey, if you want to do a show about addressing fraud all the time, get on there, man. Get up behind a microphone and start that show. We've talked about these things, and we will in the future. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You know what, Mark? I hope that Ryan proves me wrong someday. Because I don't believe him when he says he's a member of the Free State Project.
You don't believe him when he says he's a libertarian either,
I don't believe him when he says he's a libertarian. I don't think that you could be a libertarian and possibly say that you're worried about moving toward freedom because it might be a bumpy road.
I think for one, you're quick to pull someone's libertarian card as fast as you possibly can. You've attempted to snatch mine and tear it up 100 times more. So what's your little feeling? No, I've seen too many times.
I hope he shows up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or the Liberty Forum and comes in, sits down on the show and talks to us in that setting. And then maybe it won't be as intense of a conversation. Because I feel...
You mean maybe you'll be able to calm down?
You feel like I was losing it a little bit there?
Yeah, you're just not communicating with the guy.
No, and it didn't feel like he wanted to communicate. And maybe I didn't want to communicate either. I don't know.
Well,
I'll ever feel right coming out of a conversation with him.
He was slippery, right? He calls in the marketplace regulating itself on fraud, and then the marketplace regulating itself on justice. And so he slips.
Oh, right. Yeah, in the very beginning, that's one of the things that upset me the most was to equate coercion with fraud. That was in the beginning of the conversation that upsets me because coercion is not fraud. The act of coercing is the use of force or intimidation to obtain compliance.
Well, just because he wasn't playing your version of Jeopardy doesn't mean that he's a bad guy or he's wrong or he's lying.
I didn't say he was a bad guy.
I'm just saying that he calls that coercion. Fine. He's wrong on the definition. Okay. That doesn't mean that the guy doesn't get a chance to talk.
Number two. Well, clearly, I got a chance to spend the segment with him, and he'll call back. Number two, force or the power to use force in gaining compliance, as by a government or police force. I think one of the first things you'll hear us say on this program is that the free market is not a utopia. Once you get rid of coercion in the form of the violent monopoly, you still have to deal with coercion from private individuals, and you still absolutely have to deal with fraud. There's still going to be problems in the world. It's just that we don't think... Those of us who love liberty don't think that the violent monopoly, institutionalizing violence, is the way to solve the world's problems. And I think there's plenty of evidence to back that up.
And in the aggregate, not having a violent monopoly around to threaten people with harm to their livelihoods and their personal selves and their freedom if they don't do X, Y, and Z or not do A, B, and Z is a terrible offense against humanity. It's an offense against what is right and good. And so if we can bring people to the point where they understand this and where they embrace the idea of voluntary interaction between human beings and reject the ancient idea of the state, this terrible concept that has run its course and should have been abolished decades ago, if not hundreds of years ago, now is the time to move on beyond that. And then we get to deal with the other problems, like fraud. And then we get the marketplace coming up with solutions. You touched on this, where you've got competition. You mentioned arbitration, but also, of course, competition in third-party certification. You've got Consumer Reports now, and you've got Underwriters Laboratories and ETL and some other third-party testing organizations that do a pretty good job of keeping an eye on companies. Well, you'd have more of that in the absence of the government, because when the government's around, people get this false sense of security, like they did with the BP thing.
Mm.
Oh, the government's out there keeping things safe, so we don't need to have our own insurance company checking things out or whatever. Oh, well, the government's out there keeping restaurants safe, so we don't need to have an independent firm going around testing, checking restaurants to make sure their kitchens are clean, they don't have rats running across the floor, that kind of thing. We don't need that. The government's there doing it. But, of course, as we've pointed out, and as restaurateurs have called in, and people that work in the restaurant industry have called in and said, well, the government inspector comes by once a year and he calls first. And then he comes in, he looks at the ceiling tile, sits down, eats a free meal, and then leaves. That's not doing much. So, of course, you have to ask yourself, well, why is it that people aren't getting poisoned? Well, it's because business owners don't want to poison their customers. They want, for the most part, to treat them right. Yes, there are some snake oil salesmen out there. Yes, there are some dangerous people, but they don't generally set up shop in one physical location and attempt to do business for a lengthy period of time.
Well, yeah, because it's not going to work for them.
You can't build up renown,
you know,
reputation.
The flippant attitude, I suppose, Ryan's talking about here is, you know, I absolutely believe that somebody needs to be punished and punished severely for using violence, but I don't think a property crime is as big of a deal. You know, when you're talking about people that steal, that's one thing, but I don't think fraud, I don't think fraud reaches the level of sort of theft and burglary and property damage and things like that. Why? Because you have the opportunity to research a product before you buy it.
Mm-hmm.
You have the opportunity to stop buying a product once you've purchased it. The larger the item, and I think the bigger the issue of fraud, and I do think you can take it to court. But if I'm buying a hair tonic that doesn't grow hair that said they were going to grow hair, would I take the time necessarily to take them to arbitration?
To get your $10 back?
You know, this is it. You know, that's why hustlers tend to hustle for small amounts of money.
And
it's just not worth going after it otherwise.
And I would not get any satisfaction from having the hair tonic salesman sitting in a jail cell. I mean, I don't know if that's what Ryan was suggesting, but that's, you know, he really seemed like he wanted to go after him and get him somehow. Well, what are you going to get him for? They probably don't have much money to their name, and so if you get your $10 back, okay, great, you got your $10 back. I think it would be more important to fight fraud with free speech and to expose the fraudsters. I mean, I love those segments on, News Channel 8 exposes whatever fraudulent business is going on. Man, who doesn't tune in for that stuff? I mean, have you ever sat there and watched network television at nighttime and they put one of those 15 seconds? Tonight, News Channel 8 exposes these car paint places. The paint washes off right after you get the... Whatever. You know, some sort of silly fraudulent thing. And you tune in for that stuff. Now, if they didn't have the government to talk about, because it's always a least...
And that, by the way, is one of the ways the marketplace would deal with fraud.
Exposure.
Without, yeah, absolutely.
Shine the light of day.
Think about if you didn't have the government to, the news didn't have the government to report on, think about what they'd have to report on.
Everything else. Everything else that people are interested in. And you know what people are interested in? Not getting ripped off. Now, they may not want to do a whole lot of research, and that's why people get ripped off. It's because they believe what they're being told, and they presume that, well, this guy's a nice salesman. He must be telling me the truth. Oh, he's so nice. I like his smile. Well, okay, fine. You know, buyer beware, caveat emptor. And it's organizations like Consumer Reports and like these local news media. And these are people – this would be far more popular. Can you imagine getting newspaper. Newspapers are dying, but can you imagine getting a newspaper in the morning and having the front page some businessman's picture for being a scumbag? For ripping off old ladies or something like that. Boy, is he going to have a tough time getting a drink at a bar when he walks in there? Of course he is. people are going to know who that guy is, especially in smaller areas.
Yep.
Things get a little more difficult in a place like New York City. But I trust the marketplace to come up with whatever the mechanisms are that would be necessary to verify people's reputation. And it's been talked about a lot, I think, on across the Liberty programming out there. I know that LRN.FM has shows like Stefan Molyneux. He talks a lot about the idea of dispute resolution organizations, and the idea of having reputation ratings has been discussed frequently on this program over the years. It's not that different from a credit rating, except better, because there'd be more ratings out there, and there wouldn't be three companies running it, I don't think. You've already got websites popping up that allow you to rate people's reputation. That's the genesis of that idea. People in New Hampshire are talking about an activist reputation system because sometimes people come in here and they do scummy things. You know, they get accepted into the group of liberty activists because they portray themselves as a liberty
activist.
Which
is an enviable place to be.
Right. And then they take advantage of the fact that there are allegations today that a guy ripped off his roommates. And that they put him in charge of one thing, and that was paying the bills, and it's always a bad idea. If you don't know somebody and you don't know their reputation, don't put them in charge of paying the bills. I had that happen with me when I was in my early 20s. I had a roommate, and he had the bills in his name, and we were giving him money to pay the bills. Turns out he was spending the money on drugs, which is exactly what happened in this story out of Manchester with the so-called free stater.
Well, you don't know what has actually happened.
I know what was happening. He called once because he got so strung out on whatever it was he was taking, he ended up allegedly in his truck without his wallet, so he couldn't start his truck to get back home. So we had to go out and rescue his ass.
Are you talking about your roommate?
My roommate.
Right, I'm talking about what's going on in Manchester.
I'm sorry.
You don't know the specifics of that situation.
No, but I know that I trust some of the people who've told me things about it. And I have no
reason
to just...
Their reputation's on the line when they say that somebody else's reputation is bad.
I have no reason to disbelieve what they're saying about him. And I've had it happen to me, is what I'm saying. I've had a roommate take money...
That doesn't mean that it happened.
It means I can understand.
Yes.
And I trust the people that said it happened. So that's good enough for me. Okay? And so I understand what it's like. The guy that I was roommates with took the money and he spent it on drugs, and we ended up breaking into his room after he went on another binge, found piles of clothes everywhere. The guy never washed a shirt. He just threw his dirty clothes all around the room. It was terrible. And so we found the bills, and when I paid the damn bills, even though I'd already paid once for them. Anyway, we're out of time. And so the marketplace will figure out ways to deal with that, and leave it to the market instead of the violent monopoly, and you'll get better results every time. Anyway, it's been Ian.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night live from Porkfest.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.